summer vacation time. We're going to be gone next week. The Cowboys just wrapped up all of their OTAs and mini camps a week ago or so, and now they're all on vacation before training camp rolls around. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a guy who's headed out on summer vacation himself. It's the Cowboys owner and general manager. We'll say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you. Good
morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Doing fine. Doing well. Fine.
Good. You got a big vacation coming up?
Got a big one. Got a big one. I'm busy planning and getting the Bravo Eugenia packed up with picnic supplies. And,
yeah, now where are y'all taking it?
And puzzles and stuff to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Where are y'all taking it?
Well, we're having to drive out to Marina Del Rey so we can get the Bravo Eugenia. That's where she is.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been busy on the phone getting the staff to pack her up with all our stuff.
Hmm.
And so we're going to drive out Marina Del Rey, get Bravo Eugenia, and then we're going to sail down to Port Aransas for vacation.
Man,
that's a long way to go to get to Port Aransas.
I know, because we got to take that Panama Canal, get up in the Gulf of Mexico, get down to Port Aransas, and right now, our van is so loaded down, I don't know how we're going to make it out to Marina Del Rey.
What do you got loaded down with?
Oh, Jean has way overpacked. She's got about 30 different dresses, about 50 pairs of shoes, and she's loaded the back of the Honda Odyssey with about 43 boxes of wine.
Wow.
Right. And that's just to get us to El Paso. She plans on loading up again there.
You really should fly out there. You can afford to fly.
Yeah, you got a private
jet. Well, got to save a little bit of money. I got quite a note on this Bravo Eugenia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Roosevelt's wanting to go with us, but I'm afraid we don't have any room in the van.
Oh,
for him.
Well,
we don't even have room for Spalding in the van. We're strapping Spalding to the roof with a Nintendo Switch to keep him occupied.
He'll be fine up there.
And I had to rig up a little lighted sign to warn him to duck his head when we get near them underpasses.
Does the sign say duck?
Yes. Which, by the way, he has mispronounced several times, much to the chagrin of his mama.
Well, that's good that you're taking a good family vacation in the old van, the American Road. That's great.
And Jerry Jr., he's bringing some of his little buddies, and they're going. We're flying them out to meet us. Now, they, for some reason, they get to fly out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Todd.
That doesn't figure.
And so he's excited about that because they're going to dress up like Luke's Star Walker and put on, watch Toy Stories and all that sort of stuff. And Charlotte's been complaining because she don't want to be away from her friends that long for a trip. Because she likes us dropping her off at the mall with her friends.
Still.
I think they're beyond all that, Jerry, as kids. I really do.
And then once we get down there to Port Aransas, we're going to try to see a little bit of Texas.
Oh, okay. So you're going to come back up here. You're going to drive back up from Port Aransas.
Well, we're going to rent a car once we get to Port Aransas so we can kind of drive a little bit around Texas before we have to get back to the Bravo Eugenia in Port Aransas to sail back around to Marina Del Rey to pick up our Honda
Man.
Odyssey and then drive back across.
I guess for you, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Non-George. It is. Stephen wants to go us to me to take him up to Schlitterbahn. He wants to go to that Schlitterbahn.
Once you get back to Texas, yeah.
No. While we're down in Port Aransas, we're going to drive up to Schlitterbahn. And he also wants to go see the Alamo, where we whip in Mexicans.
Okay. Surprised he hasn't seen it, all those training camps in San Antonio.
Yeah.
That's right. So, and it promises to be quite an eventful four-day vacation.
Wow. Are you going to do that in 4 days?
We packed it tight.
Bravo Eugenia must be fast.
Believe me, I'm going to be burning a lot of jet fuel in them engines and that thing trying to get it fast enough to get down to Port Aransas. Personally, I'm hoping Eugenia sinks just so I can get out of this trip.
Oh, don't say that.
And I'm winking when I say that. Good morning.
Oh, that's right. You're a winker. Okay. There he goes. Jarrah.